There is a old story from the early church. It's not in any of the Gospels, but it is in so many of the writings of the early fathers. And it's a story about Mary and Joseph in the Holy House at Nazareth. And so they were sitting together, and Mary asks Joseph, "Joseph, do you ever think about your death and what that would be like?" And he tells her, "Well, I hope that I remain close to our Lord and can follow his law throughout my life and then one day be with him forever in heaven." And he asks Mary, "Did you ever think about your death?" And she says to him, "Well, I don't think I'm actually going to die. What will happen is I'll go into a kind of slumber, and then our son will bring me into heaven to be with him forever and crown me queen of heaven and earth, always interceding for those on earth." And Joseph looked back at her and said, "Well, Mary, that's quite an assumption." It's from the Gospel of Father Farrell, the church father. So we might ask ourselves, why do we celebrate this Feast of the Assumption? It was only actually declared a doctrine of the church formally in 1950 by Pope Pius XII. So we're talking about a doctrine that's only been in place, really, a little under 70 years. Yet, this was something, the Assumption of Our Lady, has been believed since the early church, written about as early as the 1st and 2nd century. It's always been assumed that the death of Mary would have been one of just a sleep, and then being assumed body and soul into heaven. Why? Because, as St. Paul says, Christ has conquered death. Death is a result of sin. We are all sinners, so we can all expect to die. But Mary is that model of what we're called to be, of what we will be at the Last Judgment. And that is somebody who has been cleansed from their sin in anticipation. So Mary was saved by the death and resurrection of her son, but in anticipation. And as a result of that, because she never sinned, she is perfectly able to be assumed body and soul into heaven. In a real way, she shows us the way. Mary is that first and perfect disciple, because not only did she never sin, but she followed the will of God perfectly in her life. She had one simple thing that she told us to do through the wedding feast at Cana, and that is do whatever he tells you. And so while she was the mother of God, she was also that first and most perfect disciple. She really is the one who's charting the path for us. If you've ever been in a town that you don't know, and you're at a stoplight and it's dark, and it's raining, it can be very hard to see the lines. And perhaps, if it's one of these intersections around here where you have Route 7 going into the Dulles Toll Road, going into Algonquian, and you have no idea, if you were new to the area, which way to turn without going to oncoming traffic, it can be very scary for a moment. But if you're behind somebody who knows the way, who's from the area, then it's easy, because you just follow their taillights, and they show you the way to get safely to where you're meant to be. And that's the way Mary is. She's gone before us. She's lived the life that we're all called to live, and that God gives us access to through the sacraments and through his death and resurrection. And if we can just follow those taillights of the Blessed Mother, it'll bring us all the way to the kingdom of heaven.